The leading presidential candidates are battling each other ahead of New York State's primary on Tuesday. And last night, in their ninth and final debate before next week's primary, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton went back and forth on a number of subjects, including breaking up the big banks.
I support Dodd-Frank, but I have consistently said that's not enough. We've got to include the shadow banking
sector. Senator Sanders.
Secretary Clinton called them out. Oh, my goodness. They must have been really crushed by this.
A little bit of sarcasm there. That sound courtesy, of course, from CNN.
On the Republican side, more uncertainty about whether or not Donald Trump can win the nomination if he doesn't win the first ballot at the Republican National Convention in July. And delegates are saying they're being harassed as the hunt for their support intensifies. That's serious. Far less serious, but also somewhat harassing, our jingle.
Here and now,
2016.
I can't resist. Joining us
There's
today.
There's always something witty there.
It is. Joining us today for our look at the week in presidential politics is Julie Mason, host of the show The Press Pool on Sirius XM. Hi there, Julie.
Hey, guys.
And Jesse Holland's also with us. He's manager of AP Politics Social Media. Hi, Jesse.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. So Julie and Jesse, let me just start with a quick question to both of you about what you made of the tone and the intensity of last night's debate. Julie, your thoughts?
I felt bruised by that debate. I felt misused by it. I was glad when it was over and needed a hot bath.
It felt like the Republican debates.
Yeah, it really did. It did. It was so brutal. I mean, we're just reaching the stage where the Sanders campaign, they just don't want to give up. They're holding on. They're very angry. He feels very buoyed by the anger and the passion of his supporters. But, you know, the jig is almost up for him.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, one of the biggest fights, of the night was the question of Israel. Sanders pushed Clinton on whether she thinks, as Sanders does, that Israel has had a disproportionate response to Palestinian attacks.
Recognizing the serious problems that exist among the Palestinian people. That is what I believe the world wants us to do, and that's the kind of leadership that we have got to exercise.
Well, if I want to add, you know, again, describing the problem is a lot easier than trying to solve it.
Jesse, this is New York City. Sanders takes, some would think an unpopular position on this issue. What do you make of it?
Well, yeah, it's one of the issues where, especially in New York City, you have to be very careful around. And it actually it's amazing to see Bernie Sanders call into question Hillary Clinton's foreign policy credentials and what she thinks she should and should not be done with foreign policy in Israel and the Palestinian situation. Now, he may have cost himself some votes in New York City last night, but what we see with Bernie Sanders is that he is moving beyond. He's now moved so far beyond what was beginning to be an issue candidacy. And he's now trying to hit Hillary Clinton and make her back off so people can see him as a legitimate candidate for president. In the beginning, it just seemed like he was just going to be someone trying in the race to push Hillary Clinton to the left. Now he seems to be the kind of person who wants to be actually president.
Right.
And that's a big shift for him.
But Julie, on the other hand, I mean, if this shift is indeed going on with Bernie Sanders, you'd think he'd be more prepared for his weak spot, which is guns, of course. And Hillary Clinton went right after him and rather effectively last night.
Yeah, she really did. And he doesn't do debate prep. You know, she does the full debate prep with someone standing in as Bernie and they go through all the questions. He doesn't do that. He thumbs through his briefing books and he's pretty sure that will carry the day. It's a little bit cynical. He does bank on low information voters who won't know the difference and will just cheer for him regardless.
Another interesting moment last night, Clinton apologized for what she called the unintended consequences of the 1994 crime bill, disproportionately has affected black Americans. Earlier this week, she was part of a questionable joke told by New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. They were joined by a black cast member of the musical Hamilton, and Clinton teased de Blasio about it taking so long to endorse her. Here's de Blasio.
Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time.
That's not, I don't like jokes like that, Bill. That's not funny.
Cautious politician time.
Right, so this is very awkward. It was supposed to be a pun on colored people time. Where did this come from, Jesse? Because Hillary Clinton is supposed to be someone who does very well with African-American voters, but this seems like a strange misstep.
Yeah, everyone just sort of slapped themselves on their forehead when they saw that. I don't even know why they would even attempt to make that joke, and especially for someone who wants to be president in the Democratic Party, who has the majority of support of the African-American community. Why you would even attempt to make that joke, why Bill de Blasio would attempt to make that joke, just doesn't make sense to me. Luckily, she stayed as far away as she could from it. But just the idea of someone even attempting to make that joke in this political climate, in this campaign, just doesn't make any sense to anyone. Mm. I don't even know if it made sense to Bill de Blasio after it came out of his mouth.
Yeah, you know, before we move on. Oh, go ahead, Julie. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, and going back to a point you made a little bit earlier about the policies of the prior Clinton administration, she was called upon to explain and justify and even apologize for calling some African-Americans super predators, criminals being super predators. And it was very legitimate that she had to backtrack away from that. That was a terrible thing to say.
Last night, Sanders saying it was clearly a racist term.
It was clearly a racist term, and she had to explain it. And it was good that she had to explain it and try to move past it.
Do you care to make a prediction on what Tuesday might hold when New Yorkers go to vote?
Oh, I think she's going to win it, isn't she? I mean, she's way ahead in the polls.
Exactly. Believe me, if Hillary Clinton does not win New York, it says a lot about her candidacy, and she will be in serious trouble.
Well, Clinton got the endorsement from the New York Daily News. On the Republican side, Donald Trump has won the endorsement of the New York Post. Interesting moment this week. Here he is with his family and host Anderson Cooper on Tuesday night on CNN.
I got to ask you guys, do you monitor your dad's social media?
He's an adult. Right. He knows the consequences.
Julie, what do you make of this moment on CNN, these family town halls? On the one hand, Trump looks very human during these moments.
He does. Well, you know who else does? Ted Cruz. We've seen definitely changes in tone from both the Republican frontrunners. When they go into these town halls, they get smaller. They become more manageable. They become more human. And I think it's definitely helped both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. I don't need to hear from their families. You know, until they're the nominee, let's keep the wives and the kids out of it and keep it focused on the candidates. I think it's a mistake to throw in Melania and Ivanka and
it's
the whole gang.
It's good for ratings, right?
Is it? I don't know.
I guess people want to know. I can't
swear to you. I watched both of those myself with their family involved.
Well, I mean, speaking of Ted Cruz, he was at a New York Republican gala last night. Here's a bit of that.
New York City is hallowed ground. It is the site of the worst terrorist attack on United States soil. And yet, in the 15 years since 9/11, many in Washington have forgotten.
Well, but many New Yorkers, of course, have not forgotten about Cruz's comments about New York values, and they pretty much ignored him last night. Right, Jesse?
Well, is anybody else amazed by this, that the Democrats are getting nastier and the Republicans are getting nicer? I mean, this is amazing.
All things change with time.
Exactly.
Well, another crazy thing in a crazy year.
Right. Well, New York is not going to be a Ted Cruz friendly. I mean, it's that comment he made back in Iowa about New York values. Believe me, the media and the voters in New York have not forgotten that at all. It's not going to be very friendly for him. But once again, going back to Donald Trump, he's lived in New York. That's been his power base. If he can't win New York, that says a lot about his chances of wrapping up the nomination before the convention.
What about John Kasich? I mean, he's polling around second place in New York. What do you make of what he can do on Election Day in New York?
Yeah, well, he's certainly fundraising off that. Oh, I'm sorry, Jesse, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Julie, why don't you take
it? He's fundraising off that. He is trying to stay a little bit low under the radar and be everyone's alternative. You know, for Donald Trump, if he doesn't get the nomination, Ted Cruz still not palatable to a lot of Republicans. You see Marco Rubio looking, you know, like he's been up all night crying, going on Fox News saying, yeah, Ted Cruz, okay, yeah, sure. And you hear that from a lot of Republicans like, yeah, okay, Ted Cruz, but they don't like him. They don't want him. And Kasich is like, don't forget about me.
Yeah, but Kasich has won one election, Jesse.
I mean, but you have to keep in mind, now that Paul Ryan has taken himself completely out of consideration, it may be John Kasich by default, as long as he can stay in the race. If the Republican power brokers at the convention really don't want Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, who's left?
Yeah.
Maybe John Kasich by default.
Well, let me ask you both, because we mentioned it at the top of this conversation about the fact that delegates are saying that they're starting to, some of them are starting to get harassing emails and even threats, especially those who are saying they may not throw their support behind Donald Trump at the convention. I mean, what are we to make of that, Julie?
Donald Trump is getting outmaneuvered in this delegate hunt, and the whining and the complaining, trying to frame it as he's being this nomination is being stolen from him as if he already owns it. Republicans are really looking askance at that. Of course, his supporters believe him, but it's a terrible way to run a campaign, and harassing delegates, people who've been involved in politics for years and decades. I think it's quite shameful.
Well, each day is more interesting than the last on this campaign.
Keep saying that.
Yeah, I know. It's always it is always true. Tuesday is election day in New York City, so more to come there. We've got Pennsylvania after that. Here now is traveling to both of these states, so keep an ear out for that. We've got Julie Mason, host of The Press Pool on Sirius XM. Jesse Holland is manager of the AP Politics social media accounts. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.